And you know, we were talking about this piece of furniture. Would you ever call this anything else?
No, it's a couch, really. This is a settee.
Do you know of any other similar kinds of pieces that would seat several people like that? Do they ever have any similar pieces that would seat several people like that?
Oh, yes. They had some longer ones than that.
What'd you call them?
Well, they were just davenports, you know.
I mean, is there any difference in a settee and a couch and a davenport? I mean,
well, a davenport's much bigger, so you can seat about four people. This could seat three. And that's full length, you know, you can sort of rest on it.
So a couch, you can lie down in it.
Yeah.
And a settee seats up to three.
Yeah.
And a davenport seats four.
That's a chair I just got completed. I had the needlepoint and I finally got it put on.
It's very pretty. Would you ever call it a sofa?
Well, it could be called a sofa, or this could be called a sofa, doesn't it?
So the couch or the settee. A sofa is sort of the general term.
And this is old-fashioned. This is a chair I started keeping house with. It's 49 years old.
Really?
And it's a Kroller, you know. Kroller, and they're one of the best pieces of furniture ever made. I had a complete set. And here, just recently, I had it all recovered. And he built up the springs. And I've always kept this ottoman. That's something that I picked up. But I like to have my feet propped up. And see, it's a crushed velvet. And I found this Mexican man that I used to have in school in Far. He did a good job on it, didn't charge me very much, and he fixed that furniture in there also.
What are these pieces in the bedroom again? You know, there's the bed, and then that one over there that's...
That's the dresser.
Yeah. What's the difference in the dresser and the chest of drawers? You mentioned that, too.
Well, that was in the other room where it didn't have any mirror or anything. See, missing the marble. The marble broke, and I've got to get a new piece of marble for it.
So the dresser...
So it really would be a dresser when I had it all fixed and the mirror was over it, but I've got the mirror stored upstairs.
So it's that sort of low with a mirror over it and a marble
mm-hmm.
Not the dresser.
Yeah.
And the chest of drawers...
Just like the dresser that's there against the wall. That was one of my grandmother's in my bedroom with a marble top.
And then...
You saw that.
But a taller piece with just drawers, you call
yeah.
It?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't show you the little... Come back in, let me show you something else that's interesting. And then Grandma died in 1910, and Mama was going to take her to Brownsville to the funeral, and they were digging the big cistern in the backyard, 25 feet deep. He says, if you don't take me, I'll jump in the cistern.
Yeah, I remember that.
So she did.
Another guy to go to the funeral.
Well, the funniest thing I ever laughed at my side that was when he wrote me a letter, or Peter William did, or he one of them. He was out of the cow lot. He went back and sat on the cow's head, you know. And every time the head would go, the cow would go up, he said, "Oh, Papa." He couldn't get off. And then Gene wrote me about Willard Bennett killing a deer, and he said, he shouted right between the eyes, "Love, William." Go ahead, I'm just trying to find my title here, so I'll be sure to give you the right title. That's it now. The Linguistic Atlas of the Gulf States,
yes,
called LAG.
Yes, uh-huh. LAG. Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you going from here now?
Up to Huntsville.
Am I being taped already? Oh, my goodness, here I was
talking. Well, that's a good story.
But one thing I wanted to ask you about,
uh-huh.
Yesterday you mentioned the cow lot. What is that? What is
the what?
The cow lot. The cattle lot?
Cattle lot.
Wherever it was, where your brother was on the...
Oh, that was connected with the old house down here.
Well, tell me about that, those buildings that you had around.
Well, we just had a kind of place where we kept the cows and milked them and had mules and everything. We owned that whole block.
What kind of buildings were there around there?
Oh, just frame buildings.
We had
some buildings that a workman lived in the back there, on the next block, I mean, further over. And we just had just a big tank of water and a feedlot.